This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Senate has passed a $1.2 trillion funding package, ending the threat of a partial government shutdown. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
Passage comes more than 6 months into the fiscal year, with Congress having agreed to a series of short-term packages in recent months. And the prospect of a partial shutdown appeared to grow on Friday, as Democrats and Republicans battled over a series of proposed amendments. But late into the night, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a deal. Republicans offered a series of amendments to boost conservative priorities such as border security. All were rejected. Lawmakers in the House had approved the spending earlier in the day. With the package unchanged from the version that cleared the House, it now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
11 people have been arrested in connection with the Friday mass shooting at a crowded concert hall on the outskirts of Moscow. Russian authorities say 4 were directly involved. Camouflage gunmen burst into the Crocus City Hall in Krasnogorsk and opened fire, leaving at least 115 people dead and dozens of others injured. The Islamic State group said it carried out the assault. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has more.
It was March the 7th that the U.S. Embassy said it had information that extremists, as it said, were about to attack large gatherings in Moscow. It mentioned specifically concerts. The Kremlin reacted the following way. President Putin said this was an attempt to blackmail Russia. These claims by America were an attempt to scare, destabilize Russian society. So all of this raises a very interesting question. First of all, did the United States pass on all this intelligence to Russia about a possible Islamist attack? And what did Russia do? How did Russia act on that information?
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. A trial has begun for an Arizona rancher charged in the shooting death of a Mexican citizen who prosecutors say crossed the border near the rancher's property. Danielle Kumara with Arizona Public Media reports.
Prosecutor Kimberly Hunley said that George Allen Kelly opened fire with an AK-47 last January on Gabriel Quinn Buitimea and Daniel Ramirez as they walked on his property a mile and a half from the border.
Daniel sees Gabriel just a few feet ahead of him get hit in the back with an assault rifle fire, and he sees him grab his chest and say, "I'm hit." And he sees him fall in front of him and die.
Kelly's defense attorney said Kelly never shot in the direction of Quinn Buitimea. He's pleading not guilty to second-degree murder and aggravated assault charges. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Kumara in Nogales, Arizona.
This is NPR News in Washington. Reddit, a popular online conversation forum, is now publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, closing the week at $46 a share, down around $4 from its first day of trading Thursday, with an overall company value of $9 billion. All the major stock indexes finished higher this week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports investors were cheered by signals from the Federal Reserve.
The central bank held its benchmark interest rate steady this week, but members of the Fed's rate-setting committee issued new forecasts showing that, on average, they still expect 3 quarter-point rate cuts before the end of the year. Investors are betting the first cut could come in June. That was welcome news on Wall Street, where all the major indexes closed at record highs on Wednesday and pushed even higher the following day. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 index pulled back a bit on Friday, but still ended up for the week. The Dow rose nearly 2%, the S&P climbed 2.3%, and the Nasdaq jumped more than 2.8%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A week's end filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows real estate brokerage company Compass will pay $57.5 million as part of a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over commissions. Real estate industry practices have been in the spotlight, with home sellers charging that the industry unfairly forces homeowners to pay artificially inflated agent commissions. The Compass settlement follows several big real estate brokerages and the National Association of Realtors in agreeing to settle those suits. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.